98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
The Oscars are on this Sunday, and now it is time to put Rebecca's Oscars knowledge,
oh dear,
the niche subject, to the test in our very fun Oscars quiz.
I want to thank God.
Sorry, the music's playing,
my
love.
Mom and Dad.
Get off the stage. Okay, I've got 7 questions here, okay? Mm-hmm. Question number 1 is musicals at the Oscars, right? 2 musicals have been nominated for Best Picture this year. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that's happened in over 50 years.
Wow.
Which of these years was the last time
stop it.
2 musicals were nominated together, okay?
Okay.
Was it 1969,
yeah,
1985, mm-hmm, or 2001? The last time the 2 musicals were nominated.
What would have been out in 2001, musical-wise? Chicago.
I'm unsure.
What are the other years?
1969, 1985, or 2001.
I'm going to go with 69, just because I think, like, is it kind of Saturday Night Fever, Grease situation?
Congratulations,
oh, really?
You're correct. At 1969, Funny Girl and Oliver both nominated.
Okay, I was close.
You were very close. Random fact, the Best Picture category has become twice as easy to get nominated in because they doubled the number of nominees from 5 to 10 in 2022. There you go.
Right.
Okay, question number 2. Well done on that one. True or false? If he wins this year, Timothée Chalamet will become the youngest ever winner of Best Actor. True or false?
What age is that dude? He's like 20... youngest ever.
Will he be the youngest ever winner,
winner
if he wins? Yeah.
Winner. I'm going to say yeah.
Well done. He would take Adrien Brody's record. Timothée Chalamet is just 10 months younger than when Adrien Brody won for The Pianist in 2002.
No way.
Yeah. Question number 3. You've got 2 out of 2 so far. Higher or lower this round? Isabella Rossellini's nominated for an 8-minute performance in Conclave. Is this higher or lower than the shortest Oscar-winning performance?
Higher or lower than
so
the
8 minutes.
Shortest?
Yeah.
It's higher.
Yes, it is. 3
no
out of 3.
Way.
Well done.
I'm really just guessing.
Beatrice Straight holds the record for the shortest Oscar-winning performance for Network. Just 5 minutes and 2 seconds.
Unreal.
Imagine what you'd have to do in five minutes and two seconds to win an Oscar.
That's unbelievable.
Incredible. Okay, 3 out of 3 so far.
Yep.
Question 4. Fill in the blank. The last musical to win Best Picture was blank in 2003.
The last musical to win Best Picture.
Yeah.
Is it? He had it coming. Is
yes, it
Chicago?
Is. Well done. Fair play to you. Okay.
That won Best Picture.
It won Best Picture.
Wow,
Chicago won Best
achievement.
Picture.
Okay, so there is hope for Wicked or Emilia Perez.
And there's hope for you. 4 out of 4 so far. Question number 5. The Substance is the first body horror film to be nominated for Best Picture. Which of the following horrors was not nominated for Best Picture?
Okay.
So out of these, which was not nominated for Best Picture? The Exorcist, Jaws, The Sixth Sense, or The Shining? All of those bar one nominated for Best Picture. Which one wasn't? Exorcist, Jaws, Sixth Sense, Shining.
Oh, I'm so bad with scary movies. The Sixth Sense?
It was The Shining.
All right.
It wasn't nominated for Best Picture.
Oh.
The rest of them were, though.
Gosh,
okay.
Do you remember The Sixth Sense and the actress who plays Marissa in The O.C. was in it?
I get confused between The Sixth... Was Nicole Kidman in The Sixth Sense?
No,
the others.
They both have similar
I confuse
twists,
it every
I would
time.
Say, the two films. Yeah.
Okay, second from last question. Number 6, Oscar connections.
Ruined.
Which of these actors has appeared in the most Best Picture winning films, okay? Is it Ralph Fiennes, Leonardo DiCaprio, Meryl Streep, or Tom Hanks? Which of those has appeared in the most Best Picture winning films?
Stop. Ralph Fiennes. I don't even know what... I don't know that many films that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
Apart, I always just think of Voldemort.
Yeah.
Is it Tom Hanks?
It was Ralph Fiennes.
No,
I know if Conclave wins, Ralph Fiennes will have starred in 3 Best Picture winners.
Unreal.
Schindler's List, The English Patient and The Hurt Locker.
I should really know that, shouldn't I?
I don't know if you should. Final question.
Oh.
Number 7. Before Sebastian Stan's nomination for The Apprentice,
yeah,
how many actors have been nominated for playing a US president? This is multiple choice. Is it 3 actors, 7 actors, or 10 actors? how many actors nominated for playing a US president? 3, 7, or 10?
7.
Yes, it was.
Oh. There's a lot of films, obviously, about US presidents.
Yeah, there you go. So I do believe you got 5 out of 7 correct.
Not the worst.
There's an Oscar on its way to you.
Thank you so much.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
The glamour.
And that's just us.
Oh dear. 98 FM.
Welcome to Thursday's edition of Matchy Matchy. If you've never heard this game before, it's very chaotic and just 3 words stand between you and some incredible prizes. If you match 3 words with either myself or Brendan, you will win these.
Relax and shop. Is that even possible?
It is with Matchy Matchy.
With a day in a luxury spa and then go shopping.
With 100 euro.
Ooh.
What an incredible prize. And like, just FYI, that day spa prize is...
pure.
It's fancy.
Glamour. It's very, very,
very fancy. Good morning to Shauna, who's currently sitting outside Ryanair HQ. Shauna, you're playing Matchy Matchy. How are you?
Happy Baby Friday!
Baby Friday!
Sorry,
do you know what?
I've never heard that expression.
Neither have I. I'm not into Fri-yay, but Baby Friday? That's cute.
Yeah, Baby Friday.
Yeah. Oh, Shauna, happy Baby Friday to you. Shauna, I assume you're not flying anywhere. You're working in Ryanair.
I am, yes. I'm in the office.
What do you do for Ryanair, Shauna?
Oh, that's a long winded answer. No, I work for the in-flight department.
Oh, okay,
very good. Very good, very good. And do you have any plans for the weekend?
No plans. I'm going to rest and relax.
Nice.
Lovely.
One.
Do you get free flights if you work there?
Of course.
Oh, do you?
Free.
Michael O'Leary gives you that.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely. He's a lovely boss, isn't he?
Very glamorous.
Very good. Shauna, how do you normally do when you listen along to Matchy Matchy?
I normally do quite good, usually around 2, and I match with both of you.
Ooh, a tough decision for you this morning, Shauna. Who are you going to play with?
I think I'm going to play with Rebecca.
Okay, off you go to the soundproof booth. Enjoy the relaxation. Wonder what will be in there this morning. Okay. Shauna, are you feeling confident?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's a good place to start. Your first word this morning is under.
Underwear.
Your second word is cold.
Cold. Hot.
And your third word is sweet.
Sweet. Shop.
Okay, I said under, you said where. I said cold, you said hot. I said sweet, you said shop. Are we locking them in, Shauna?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Very straightforward this morning. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio and see if we can get a matchy matchy this morning.
Oh, that was very relaxing.
Nice.
There was actually the bed that you lie on in the spa with the hole in it.
Oh, lovely.
There's one of them in there.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Just missing a masseuse.
Exactly.
We'd never get you back.
No.
Okay, here we go. Your first word to Matchy Matchy with Shauna this morning is under.
Where?
Your second word is cold.
Hot.
And your third word is sweet.
Sweet.
Hmm.
I'm in between two. I'm going to say sweet tooth.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Shauna, who's sitting outside Ryanair HQ this morning?
Oh, Shauna!
So close!
Did we get 2?
2 out of 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear, where did I go wrong?
After sweet, Shauna said shop.
I was going to say Caroline.
Oh, that would have been a great one as well.
Oh, Shauna, sorry that I couldn't do it this morning. And sorry for singing again. Shauna,
never
have
apologize.
A great day in work and happy
Baby Friday.
Happy Baby Friday.
That's so
thanks,
cute, Shauna. Thanks for playing Matchy Matchy and for introducing us to Baby Friday. Have a great day. Didn't do it this morning.
I was
going to
say undercarriage. I said, no, hang on. I said underwear. It's probably more obvious answer.
Oh. Undercarriage. We should have said... We should have said that the other day when we were talking about words that sound rude but aren't. Yeah. Undercarriage.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.